This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Leroy Carhart does late-term abortions, but wanted to do so in his new Bethesda, Maryland clinic without a state clinic license. Carhart was legally compelled to cancel abortion appointments Wednesday after pro-life citizens got involved. Detailed analysis of Friday's lawsuit settlement between the White House and those objecting to the Obamacare HHS contraceptive mandate offers good news. Not only are objectors to the mandate free from providing contraceptive care insurance, but they are free from future encroachment by the White House into such compulsion. With Senate confirmation Tuesday, Callista Gingrich is going to the Vatican as ambassador. Observers say her understanding of American culture and history and her pro-life convictions will offer the Vatican good understanding of U.S. positions. This is Life News Radio. Everyone should know important phone numbers. A young child learns how to call their parents. When we grow, we learn how and when to call 911. We should all know how to call our members of Congress. 202-224-3121. Call them often when you hear congressional news that concerns you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, the family of an Ontario woman are making an odd-sounding request. They want her death certificate revoked because the woman still responds 4 weeks after doctors declared her dead. And as the U.S. Congress considers capping abortions at 20 weeks, the BBC is going the opposite direction, promoting the elimination of time limits to support unlimited abortion throughout pregnancy in the U.K. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.